Welcome, everybody, to Tuesday. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m., and this is officially the first day of July. Welcome to it. Got to get ready for the big 4th of July festivities. We'll talk about that in a little while. We had a very interesting news story that, I'll be honest with you, when we did it, when I heard us doing the news, I'm thinking, this is news? And then I thought, wow, this poor guy that actually had to cover the story, what did he do? Who did he upset in the building
Is this the dog poop yes. story with the diamond ring?
Well, it's the dog vomit story. The dog upchucked.
Oh, okay.
This story has made the national morning talk show news circuit. This is on all the show prep.
There's nothing serious to talk about this week.
Well, yeah, there's one or two things that we can get to, but I mean, come on, man, at 20 minutes or 10 minutes after 5, do you really want to talk about anything heavy this morning? Let's keep it light. So I'm thinking to myself, poor Zach, he's the reporter that did the story on the...
Yeah, but he's young and hungry. He'll cover anything at this point.
And that's what I was thinking. It's like, well, you know, he is low man on the totem pole. And he is the new guy, and so you have to break him in, right? Do you guys know how long the diamond ring was in the dog?
For years.
6 years.
You would think that a diamond would destroy the dog's insides, you know, cutting them up and things like that.
6 years, the ring.
How could it not pass? Was it too big to pass?
I guess it was, you know, just in a place where it wasn't.
The story is the dog ate a popsicle then afterwards.
Yes, stick and all.
The popsicle stick unlodged the.
That's the story from the vet. This story, like I said, has made the national news talking points.
How can you swallow a diamond without cutting your throat all up? I mean,
well, it's a ring.
You remember this is the famous scene from Marathon Man, where at the end, where Dustin Hoffman makes Laurence Olivier swallow all the diamonds to pay him back for his evilness.
Yeah, but those were separate stones.
Yeah.
Well, this is a ring, so it's in the setting. So I guess all the sharp.
All right.
Sharp points
all right,
are covered.
I'll buy that.
You know, but it, I just laughed when I saw the story because it's like. It was headed in the good news section. Oh, all the uplifting stories. And I started to read this and go, wait a minute, this sounds really familiar. I think I know. And I looked at the byline. It's like, this
not
is
good
here.
News for the dog.
Yeah, poor pup. Well, and here's the thing. If you got a dog that will eat anything, wouldn't you keep a little bit of a closer eye on it? Wouldn't you not leave stuff around for the dog to get into?
Yeah, but that's hard to do, too. You know, you think everything's okay, and then all of a sudden something disappears.
We have a coworker in this building, Mookie the dog. I think Mookie is still with us.
Right.
But Mookie would eat anything.
Mookie's a great name.
But this coworker says, like, she was preparing dinner, like was thawing chicken on the counter.
Like the scene from A Christmas Story where the hounds come in and steal the turkey off the table.
So like, Bumba's us.
We could not eat that amount of raw chicken. You'd be over the toilet for a week.
Oh, yeah, or worse.
Nope. Mookie got the whole thing down, the whole package of thawing out chicken breast or whatever. All no problem.
My brother had an Airedale. You know, a good-sized dog, very friendly dog, and this dog was the same thing, would eat anything. Well, his wife at the time made some cinnamon raisin bread and left like a couple loaves of cinnamon raisin bread on the counter to cool. The dog ate a loaf and a half of bread before they got to him because they heard, dogs like kids. If there's quiet, there's trouble. All right? They got to be making noise and you know that everything, but when it's quiet, they're in trouble. And the dog ate like a loaf and a half of cinnamon raisin bread and... I think they had to do some, I don't know, plumbing or something in order
to
get
long,
the dog.
It's a long, long walk for that dog.
Long, long walk. All right, so last but not least, I found another story in our WSAU.com page today that cracked me up. There's a couple, 60-year-old man, 53-year-old woman, growing weed on their window box.
Sure. Why not?
Had it in because it's illegal.
Oh, who would notice?
Oh, it's for their own personal use.
It's still illegal.
Remember the old George Carlin routine? He goes, you know, a lot of people have their own personal stashes. Some have Panama Red. Some have Acapulco Gold. I have my own personal stash. It's called Toledo Window Box. So I thought of that when I saw this story.
This is exactly what they do. So somebody tipped the cops. Cops show up. And the guy tries to tell the cop, these are tomato plants.
Yeah, yeah.
And the story, This is really funny. This story says the officer knew the difference between tomato plants and marijuana plants. No kidding.
You should have told him these are Mexican tomato plants. The leaves look different than American tomato plants.
Where's the tomato, sir?
We picked them.
That's it. We picked them. They're in a salad. That's it. Yeah.
They're being ground up between the cigarette paper right now inside.
Yeah. So,
would you like to smoke some of the tomato too, officer?
Here, have a brownie.
Made with tomato. Yeah, tomato brownies. Both of the individuals are now facing manufacturing marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We got a lot to do today. Hold tight.
I had a girlfriend, but she broke up with me, which I think is better. It's always better when a girl breaks up with a guy, because then it's over in 5 minutes. Because then the guy just says his piece, which is like, you suck. And that's it, it's over. But when a guy breaks up with a girl, you need an entire afternoon free. Because there's going to be questioning and witnesses and forms to fill out. Your girlfriend turns into a lawyer. She's like, is it not true that you said that we would be together forever? I don't recall saying that. And then she's like, well, maybe this Valentine's card will refresh your memory. And then I learned an important lesson. Women save every single thing you give them. What we consider gifts, they consider potential evidence that can be used against you at a later date. That's why they have so many shoes. They just need the boxes to save all the crap that we do.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.